The meetings come after a federal lawsuit ruling in the city's and historical neighborhood's favor, essentially saying the FAA did not have enough community input before it changed the flight paths in 2014. That was certainly the way it felt to Maria Zavala, who lives near 43rd Avenue in Northern.
The very first month they changed it, I go out on my patio every day, and I was hearing planes.
And now that the paths are reverting, she's glad what felt impossible is now happening.
I'm excited that this is happening. I know there's steps, but I'm excited that it's going back to the old way, and they're moving out a little further and higher.
The new flight paths in the short term would be the same as the ones pre-2014, and those go out farther west over Levine in a straight line rather than a diagonal over historic Phoenix. Ian Greger is with the FAA.
We are making changes as a result of the plan that we jointly developed with the City of Phoenix and the Historic Neighborhood Associations, and we want to make sure that as many people as possible are aware of what those changes are.
The next public meeting will be Wednesday evening in Levine at Cesar Chavez High School. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.